Veterans Treatment Court is run twice a month by District Court Judge Shauna Murphy. The specialty court docket is different from that of a regular docket, as Judge Murphy runs a more informal courtroom with the veterans, engaging them, asking questions of how their past couple of weeks have gone, and how their treatment is coming.
You've obviously moved into the next phase fairly quickly, as well as you are in phase two, still doing everything you need to do, so that's a huge accomplishment. So I just want to give you a round of applause.
Veterans Treatment Court is one of three specialty dockets available to local residents who find themselves struggling with issues like substance abuse and mental health illness. It also has the smallest budget, roughly $33,000 a year in grant funding. But that's also because it has the smallest docket. When a veteran is arrested and brought to jail, they are visited by a liaison between the Ann Arbor VA healthcare system and Livingston County courts. Veterans struggling with substance abuse or mental health issues like PTSD, anxiety, or depression may be invited to take part in the specialty court. Judge Murphy says their clients span a wide range.
I would say there's not a typical participant. I think for the most part, many of our participants, they've obviously served in the armed services very proudly, have served their country, and are coming, you know, from different places with different needs. Many of the participants do have difficulty reintegrating after military service, which is very common. But, you know, there's not a typical offense that's committed or anything of that nature. Generally, they are very much unique.
They are then matched up with a mentor who is a fellow vet and accompanies them to court as needed. That mentor, who often becomes a friend, is there to support the vet in need as they begin the program that generally takes 1 to 2 years to complete. Denny Robson is the mentor coordinator and says that it usually takes a few months for the veteran to buy into the program. But once they do, the results are almost always positive.
Most of the veterans we get in for the first 3 months of the program, we question whether they're going to survive, some of them, or be successful in the program. And then generally what happens is, this is not always true, but generally what happens is about 3 months to 6 months into the program, they kind of lose the chip on their shoulder and they realize that this program is here to help me and is doing a lot of things for me, and they get involved with it.
Veterans Court is more special as Judge Murphy gives the veterans a journal with a writing assignment along the lines of, what is the hardest truth you've learned? If the veteran likes, they may share their thoughts with the judge and other veterans in the program. As the veteran reaches milestones, they advance through 4 phases of the program, with the 4th phase getting them ready to go back into society. Robson says they've now added an unofficial 5th phase, aftercare, where they work to help them feel protected, secure, and even allow them to get together with other vets voluntarily. Joseph Prah, one of the court's original mentors, summed it up in a way similar to so many others who work with Veterans Court.
I will do anything to go out of my way to help a veteran. And I've had 3 guys so far since I've been in the program, and it's just an honor to serve them, as well as them in reverse.
For WHMI News, I'm Mike Kruseman.